AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Israeli military says one of the four bodies handed over by Hamas yesterday is not a hostage who was held in Gaza. A total of four bodies were handed over by Hamas yesterday, following an earlier four on Monday. In all, Israel was awaiting the return of 28 deceased hostages as part of the ceasefire deal. On Monday, the last of the 20 living hostages were also released. At a news conference, former hostage Yair Horn, speaking in Hebrew, says he's felt unable to celebrate until his brother Eitan was released.
About 8 months ago, I came home. But the truth is that only today I am truly free. Only now, with my beloved younger brother Eitan finally back with us, is my heart, our heart, whole again.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the visit of Argentina's president to the White House yesterday.
President Trump is threatening to pull support for Argentina. The president met at the White House with Argentina's president, Javier Milei.
He's MAGA all the way. It's make Argentina great again.
Argentina is set to hold midterm elections for its legislative body later this month.
I'm with this man because his philosophy is correct. And he may win and he may not win, but I think he's going to win. And if he wins, we're staying with him. And if he doesn't win, we're gone.
He says it would be a waste of time to support Milei's opponent, who he described as extremely far left. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer notes the timing of this meeting.
As we speak, the administration is approving $20 billion in taxpayer dollars to bail out Argentina in the middle of a shutdown.
Milei is hoping to hold off what many economists see as an inescapable currency devaluation until after the midterm elections. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Shares swung higher in Europe and Asia as hopes for a U.S. interest rate cut helped to offset worries over U.S.-China trade tensions. This is AP News. The U.S. has charged a Cambodian executive in a massive crypto scam. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The U.S. government has seized more than $14 billion in Bitcoin and charged the founder of a Cambodian conglomerate in a massive cryptocurrency scam. An indictment unsealed Tuesday accuses Prince Holding Group Chairman Chen Ji and unnamed co-conspirators of exploiting forced labor to dupe would-be investors and using proceeds to purchase yachts, jets, and a Picasso painting. Federal prosecutors charged Chen with wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering, saying at one point Chen bragged that the so-called pig butchering scam was pulling in $30 million a day. U.S. and British authorities also sanctioned Chen's company, and the Treasury Department declared it a transnational criminal organization. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.